Hi, I'm Toby Larson, pastor of Celebration Church. Do you know that the Bible says God's eyes range throughout the earth? What? The prophet Zechariah, who lived long before Jesus, tells us in chapter 4 of his book, which is the second last one in the Old Testament, that God's eyes do two things. They rejoice when they see his people doing things that please him, but they also range. What does that mean? Well, God's eyes, they don't work like ours. Just like his words don't work like ours. When we speak, nothing happens. We can say, okay, let there be light. Nothing. When God says, let there be light, a universe can light up. A heart can be lit. And it's just like that when God's eyes range. He doesn't watch things like a bystander, looking on like a watchful parent, just hoping for the best. His eyes both see and see to it. God's eyes range so sovereignly that his seeing sees to what he wants to see. What he wants to see, his eyes make sure that he does see. His eyes have the power to bring it out and bring it about. That's not how eyes work. That's why we don't worship ourselves, do we? We worship God. In fact, in the only other passage in the Old Testament using the exact same language of God's eyes that range, it says in 2 Chronicles, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." You see, God's eyes have the power to look at you and strengthen you, to strengthen the hearts of those who look to him. If his eyes are watching over you, don't worry about anything. The psalmist says this, "The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love." God's reminding you of the power of his eyes that range throughout the earth. He'll strengthen you if your heart is fully committed to him. Now that is something to celebrate.
On Life FM, you've just heard Pastor Toby Larson of Celebration Church meeting at 6052 Plank Road in Fredericksburg, online at celebrationchurchva.org.